The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
When you tell someone what it is you do for a living, what is the first question or the one question they always ask you? And there was a lot of people texting as well, or tweeting us actually, about the... you were asking me about the Colts and the DJ box. It's actually not that bad a story, to be fair. So anyway, what I said to you was that I always make sure I'm away, not that near people now.
Yeah.
Because the problem is when you have headphones on, you can't hear people, so you wouldn't know if there was someone that near you. So I was playing in a club one night, I won't mention where it was, and some girl kept kind of shouting at something at me, probably looking for something awful or whatever, and I just ignored her, thinking, that's it. And I was turned, I had my back kind of the side of my face turned, and she jumped up on the edge of the DJ box and licked my entire face.
What? Like a dog?
Yeah. Now, quite late in the night, someone had been out for hours, and I thought, and I'm a bit OCD when it comes to hygiene. So I had a bit of a knicker fit, needless to say. Someone had to go and get me Dettol wipes from my face.
So did the lads with the white suits come in and spray you down?
I tell you, I got straight into the shower after
Did you do one continuous lick up the side of your face? Or like...
It was from here all the way. No, it was a continuous one. It was sick. What? It was sick. After that, I was like, never again.
So you just start licking your face like a dog.
I think just, you know what it is? You know when people have had a few drinks and they think it's a good idea?
I love if somebody just switched on the radio at that very moment where I went, she was licking your face like a dog.
Or the person who did it is listening. All right?
So if you're a dog licker... And you licked Jenny
Don't
Green's face.
Don't compare me to a dog now, thanks very much.
I didn't mean it that way.
Well, that's what it felt like.
Let's try and track her down.
I'd rather not, actually. I've managed to erase her face from my memory.
She's probably in a pound somewhere.
Siobhan, how are you?
Hello, I'm well, thank you.
Good. What part of the country are you in?
I'm in County Leash.
Okay, and are you working today?
I was earlier on. I'm actually at home now for a few minutes.
Oh, she was worried she was going to give it away there. Don't worry. Don't worry, Siobhan. We're going to put 48 seconds on the clock, right? We're going to ask you a few questions, have a guess at your profession. If we don't get it in the time, you're going to get yourself the albums and the GBK 35 euro voucher for Gourmet Burger Kitchen. How does that sound?
Lovely. It sounds great. I hope I win.
And just to prove that we haven't a clue what's on our screen, I've just tweeted a picture at MB Show 2FM of our screen where we just have that one question that you get asked when people find out what your job is. So just to prove that we have no inside knowledge.
Okay. Are we ready to go? Are we ready, Al?
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. What is that one question, Siobhan?
You must have an early start, so.
Oh. Okay. Do you wear a uniform?
No.
Okay. Do you work in the postal service?
No, I don't.
Do you have to, like, mind children or something along those lines?
No, no.
Do you work with livestock?
I do.
Come on, Al! Do you work on a farm?
Yes.
Are you a farmer?
I am.
Yeah! I'm sorry that we got it, Siobhan. I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
So listen, you're on a break now. You're back to the farm later on this afternoon, are you?
Exactly, yes, I am, yeah.
Okay.
Are you a dairy farmer or what type of farmer?
Yeah, dairy farmer, yeah.
And how many cows do you have?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that.
Oh, look. Kiss her if you were listening in.
Sure, we've only got two. Do you know? Siobhan, thank you so much. Good to talk to you today, all right?
See you, Siobhan.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
I'm so Irish. I couldn't be telling you that.
Robbie, how are you?
Not too bad.
Good. You're in Dublin?
I am.
Okay, and what are you up to today?
I'm doing a few bits and bobs.
Look at you trying to get a sneaky question in there, Jenny.
I wasn't. Just like, are you in work or are you off? That's all. I'm not going to ask you what you do.
I'm in work for the moment.
Okay. Incognito, Robbie. Right. 48 seconds on the clock. What is that one question people ask you when you tell them what you do for a living?
You wouldn't want to be afraid of heights.
Oh, okay. Oh. Are you a window cleaner?
No.
Oh, if I got a first call, I
look at you straight in there.
Straight in.
Do you work in a circus?
No.
Do you use a crane?
Sometimes.
Okay. Do you work with electricity?
Sometimes.
Okay.
So sometimes do you operate a cherry picker, or are you in the cherry picker?
No, I wouldn't. You'd only use a cherry picker for small jobs.
Do you work for ESB?
No.
Do you work for a company similar to the ESB or Electric Ireland?
No.
No. Okay.
So you're not an Oh.
So we have to guess now.
Okay. Sometimes. I have a feeling, and I could be wrong, I have a feeling he does something close to what we're saying, but we just haven't phrased it correctly. But go on, Al. You can go first. What do you think?
Robbie, are you a tree surgeon?
No.
Ah, feck.
What are you, Robbie?
A steeplejack.
You're what?
A steeplejack. A church steeplejack. Jacks.
We woke up, you know, on two baked chimneys.
Yeah.
We paint them. We do all high-rise maintenance.
Wow. And are you afraid of heights, Robbie?
No.
You're some no, man.
We take crosses off church steeples and stuff like that. It's all high-rise maintenance.
Wow. Mm. Excellent. All right, well, Robbie, you got us. And I'm happy to say I never would have guessed that, so I don't feel as bad about myself. So we're going to send you out a couple of albums and a €35 voucher for GBK Gourmet Burger Kitchen.
You can be like those New York builders up in those high-rise buildings having your burger. You know when they used to eat them at their lunchboxes?
That famous picture from New York and the skyline.
You can have your GBK burger like that in the kind of Dublin skyline.
Obviously do it safely, Robbie. Okay, don't put yourself in danger.
I want to do the deliver.
Oh, listen, I'm sure they'll do something for you, Robbie. Look, have a great day, okay?
Thanks very much.
And be safe out there. Right, Dara O'Connor is our final caller today. Dara, how are you?
Not too bad, how are you?
Very good. You're in Drogheda?
I am indeed.
Okay, are you working or are you not working today?
Working today.
Oh, look, everyone's being very like, I'm working, all right.
I'm working, but I can't.
They're afraid I'm trying to get something out of them. I'm not that smart, Dara, so don't worry, okay? I used to be blonde. Okay, Dara, when you tell people what you do for a living, what is the one or first question they ask you?
What's the worst thing you have found?
What's the worst thing you found? Do you work in drains?
No.
Wow, what's the worst thing you've found? Do you work in lost property?
No.
Do you work in a nightclub?
No.
Do you work in a pub?
No.
Do you work with livestock?
No.
That's always my question. Do you work with livestock?
Are you a doctor?
No.
You're not a gynecologist then? He's gone silent.
I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll have a look.
Come on, you have to answer us, Dara.
Are you a gynecologist? Has it anything to do with medicine, Dara?
No.
All right, we're out of time.
What's the worst thing that you found? The gerbil. Are you a taxi driver?
No.
All right, well then.
Jenny, do you want one last guess?
Oh, what's the worst thing? In my last one didn't go too well. I can't think.
But something dirty. Do you work for Dino Rod or something like that?
That's what I said. I asked him about drains. Oh, you did, no. Yeah. Okay, you've got us there. What do you do?
I work in accommodation in a hotel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't say where now. I'll tell you. We won't ask you to elaborate, Dara.
No.
No, I don't want to tell you either.
Yeah. Well done.
I was going to ask you, what is the worst thing you've found?
It's not fit for the radio.
Oh,
good. Well,
will you do us a favour? Would you mind telling Lorraine off air and she can pass the message on to us? Because curiosity is getting the better of me now. I'd love to know. But Dara, well done. You've got the albums. You got the €35 GBK voucher as well. So enjoy
Thank
those,
you so
okay?
Much. Thank you.
All right, Dara.
Thanks for that. Have a nice day.
I love that. A very official ending from Dara.